Praise the Lord. Praise him in his temple. Praise him for the mighty things he has done. Praise the Lord. Praise him in his greatness. Praise him with trumpets and stringed instruments. All living creatures, praise the Lord. Oh, praise. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We continue to pray and give thanks for the doctors, nurses, and other workers in the National Health Service who are working around the clock to fight the virus and care for those overcome by it. It is amazing that vaccines are now available to counter the virus and that programs are being rolled out to make it available in weeks and months rather than years. Thank you, Lord, for the hardworking teams of scientists involved in this amazing activity. Let us pray for the people of the United States. A few days ago, we saw the inauguration of Joe Biden as president and Kamala Harris as vice president. As leaders, may they strive to bring unity to their divided country and improve relations with other countries. In his first few days in office, Joe spent time reversing decisions made by his predecessor. It was good to see that prayer featured in the inauguration ceremony. Be alongside Joe Biden as he leads his country forward as an example to the world. The world is now a safer place. Amen. And let us pray for our church. We give thanks for Clive's initiative to allow us to meet together again in a church service, even though it is via Zoom. We have missed being able to worship together, especially in song. May we continue to be with Clive as he develops these services and as he continues with Church at Home, which I know has been welcomed by many. There have been joys and sadness in recent times. We continue to give thanks for the improvement in the health of George Stafford. He is back to his usual jolly self and able to drive himself about, even go on a bike ride. It is hoped that Jane will soon be able to return home after being in care now at Colliers Lane for nearly a year. It is good to hear the safe arrival of Isabella, a granddaughter to Lorraine and Robin. Isabella's parents, Natalie and Dan, are just overcoming the effects of the coronavirus. Let us praise God for his protection. We ask for your healing power to be with Jay, Veronica and John's grandson, who suffered a bad seizure on Friday. Jay is now in King's Hospital, where he is undergoing tests to find out the cause of the seizure. Dear God, be with Jay, his mama Amanda, and Veronica and John, and cover them with all your loving care. We also bring Marjorie Hoare for your protection. She has been in Queen Elizabeth Hospital after feeling very unwell. She has been found to be anemic and hopefully soon will return home and will continue to be treated as an outpatient. Be with Eileen, her sister, who will be looked after by carers in the meantime. Every day, the news reminds us of the thousands who have proved positive in contracting the coronavirus, many of which are on ventilators. The death toll every day is hard to handle. We ask you, Lord, to intervene in the spread of this virus and take a hold of the vaccination program for the world. Amen. This prayer features as the prayer of the week in Church at Home. Lord Jesus, you said to your disciples, I am with you always. Be with us as we offer ourselves to you. Hear our prayers for others and ourselves, and bring us to your care. Amen. And our verse for the year says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.